Little technical difficulty there with the front door, but other than that, we got it all under control. So, welcome back to the program for today's Raider Wrap. Mel Miller, I hope you're still there. Mel, you're still hanging around out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There he is. Okay, awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the golf team, just kind of where they're at and what's going on. I know that they had their sections, and one person that we know of advanced, but overall, what was the atmosphere like, and what was the the whole day of during that event?
Well, it was a 2-day event. It goes Tuesday was the 31st, and then on Thursday, the second was the second day. The first day, the girls were kind of disappointed in their play. We didn't really play too well. We were 14 shots behind in Lakeville South after the first day. But they kind of rallied around each other on Wednesday at practice, set their sights, thought they had a chance to catch them, and we came out Thursday morning and we played really well. We started putting the pressure on them, and at one point, we actually were only about 2 shots behind with about 3 holes to go, and we just couldn't quite get over the hump. We only lost by 5, but I was really proud of the girls on their second day. We were led by our sophomore, Emerson Garley. She shot 78 on the second day, and which, with her 89 on the first day, gave her a total of 167, which placed her 3rd in the section, so she's going to the state tournament.
That's good. So how does the format work with that when you're doing that as far as like a team-wise going to state or something like that? Do you just have to overall just get the lowest score of all your golfers, or how do they go about electing who as a team goes to state?
Yeah, so on each of the 2 days, they take the 4 low scores from each team. And the four scores from Lakeville South and the 4 scores from us, Albert Lee, and then that determines where you finish. And the top 6 teams make it to the second day. Well, we were in second place after day 1. Lakeville South was first. And then it was Albert Lee. I think it was Farmington after that, John Marshall, and Owatonna. So those were the teams that made it to the second day. And then on the second day, only the top team gets to go to the state. And then when you throw out any players on the top team out of the top 5, the next 5 go. So there was 1 Lakeville South girl in the top 5, so they went down to the 6th place. So 2 golfers from Albert Lee made it, 1 from Farmington, 1 from Owatonna, and then Emerson from Northfield made it. And then all 6 golfers from Lakeville South will go to the state tournament.
So how close you were in second going in the second day? How close was it?
We were 14 shots back going into the second day, and we ended up only losing by 5.
Okay, so you made some ground.
We put a pretty balanced effort, and I did talk to the Lakeville South coach afterwards, and he said at the end of 9 holes, he said his girls were scared. They thought we were going to catch them. So I have to give my girls a lot of they have a lot of pride in their game, and they really showed it on Thursday as they fought back trying to catch Lakeville South. And we almost did. It was a really good effort by our team.
So Emerson, very young at this point. How is she holding up to the pressure?
She's a bulldog. She just goes at it. She played really well on Thursday. She made a couple mistakes here and there, and all season long, when she makes a mistake, she comes back and plays better on the next hole. And that's what she did. Shooting 78, that was tied for the low round on Thursday. So she had the tied for the lowest round on Thursday, which was good. She tied the girl from Albert Lee. Emerson birdied the last hole, which was really nice to see. And she's ready. She missed out last year by 1 spot of going to state as a freshman, and she really wanted it this year. And she's worked really hard. I think she's had probably 8 rounds in the 70s this year and during competition, which is tough to do. But, I mean, she's really stepped up her game this year.
Well, we know that the girls' hockey team went to state, and she was a part of that, so we know she stepped up there as well. So she sounds like she's a competitor, and she can handle that pressure.
Yeah, she is, and she can do it. And, you know, during our conference season, which I haven't talked to you since we won the conference title, so this is the second year in a row we won the Big Nine Conference. We actually ended up the season with 30 wins and no losses in conference. We won the second conference tournament by 14 shots over Albert Lea. Emerson, and they award all conference players by your average score in at least six conference meets. And Emerson had the lowest conference score of any girl in the conference.
Nice.
So her average was, I think, 82. She averaged, and that throws into account. They throw in the course rating. So actually, her actual scores were like 79, but with course ratings, it when she shot 78 at North Links on the conference meet, they actually counted as an 82 because it was a short course that day.
Right.
But even though she shot 78.
Well, you seem to think that the season's over. I mean, summer's just starting, so there's plenty of golf out there in front of us, but technically the season's coming to an end here. Was there anybody else on the team that you recognized or you saw some up-and-comings? And then, and going forward, obviously, next year's team now, did you see anything from anyone this year that some good hopefuls coming up for next year?
Oh, yeah. We had five girls make the all-conference team. We had two seniors, our two senior co-captains, both Anna Nesset and Evelyn Jordan. They both made the all-conference team, as did our two eighth graders, Karina Johnson and Annika Johnson. So coming back next year, we will have, at that point, Emerson will be a junior with state experience, and I have and the other two girls will be ninth graders. And there'll be a couple seniors next year that should help us. Paige Meir, who played number six for us this year in the section and the conference meet. And then Marie Lubensky is a pretty good player, but she was out all season with a concussion that she suffered during basketball season. So she wasn't able to compete for us, but she showed up every day to practice and she, you know, kept the team spirits up, so she'll be helpful next year. And then there's a few ninth graders that, if they work at it hard this summer, have a chance to help us next year too.
Well, the future looks very, very bright again for the Raiders. Maybe even a chance for a triple conference winner.
Well, there's always that chance. I know Albert Lea has two really good golfers. They're both juniors. They'll be back next year. But I've got three or four kids that can compete with those two. So we're going to give them a run for their money next year.
So,
and
I was going to say with Emerson. So again, he's only a sophomore, very young. Where do you go from here? What do you do as a coach or from a conditioning standpoint or something like that? Where do you take her to now the next level? What is that next level?
Well, they have she's a member of the junior PGA, as is some of my other kids. They play tournaments all summer long. And because of where Emerson is and the average that she had, she's actually playing on the players tour for the junior PGA. So she gets invites to tournaments that have better players in them. The junior PGA will have kids anywhere from 7th grade to 10th grade in there. But the players tour will have kids that are invited to play because they're in the top, you know, 40 in the state. Mm. And that's where Emerson is at. So she'll be playing in the players tour this summer. So she'll play, I think last year she played in six events. I'm sure she'll probably play in six events this year. I am allowed to have contact with her during June and July. Except for the July 4th week, we can't have any contact with them. And then after that, I can't have any golf contact with them.
I was going to say, you read my mind, because my next question was, how much contact are you allowed to have with them? But so will you go to some of those tournaments, and then will you you know, give her pointers? Will you talk her through some things, or you just like maybe have a phone call with her once in a while?
Well, I'll be conversing with her. Well, this next week we'll still be having practice, and then we're going to go up on Friday and do a practice round at Bunker Hills. Even though we played there 3 weeks ago, it's always good to go get another chance to go play there. So we'll go up on Friday. And then she plays on the 14th and 15th. We don't know what time she plays yet, but it will be sometime after 12 on the 14th. This year, the boys go first in the morning, and then the girls go in the afternoon on both days. But I'll keep in touch with her all summer, see how she's doing. I'll be checking the website to see how she scores. But Emerson's the type of kid that when she can, she'll play every day.
Right.
She'll just go out and practice, chip and putt and play. And her dad plays a lot, so she plays a lot with her dad. And then there's some of the boys on the boys' team that she gets together with and plays with him. So it makes her better.
That's good. From a coaching standpoint, I mean, is there pointers or stuff that you can do, or you just say keep going out there and playing golf?
Well, it's more course management, where you want to try to avoid hitting the ball. Emerson has a really good swing. She needs a little bit of work. She has a fade in there. If we can get that fade straightened out a little bit, it'll be better. But more it's course management, where to avoid hitting the ball, you know, where you want to get the ball on the course. You know, it's at the level she's at now, and she's averaging basically an 80, eight over par. It's more of how can we get her down into the mid 70s? And that's going to be course management, keeping yourself out of trouble, staying away from double bogeys, you know, and the big numbers. And Right. She can do that, but she also makes birdies. You know, she can have a round with four or five birdies in it. So she can recover if she has a bad hole.
Must be that slap shot in her with that fade. I'm not sure, but
yeah,
we'll have to see.
Yeah, because she has a really good shot at hockey. She really does.
Well, congratulations to the entire team for the conference win. Obviously, not everyone gets to go to state, but, you know, congratulations to her, and good luck to her and the team, and good luck to you, Coach, and good luck in a couple of weeks here, and then we'll catch up to you again next year.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much for all the coverage you give us.
Yep, and thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you having it on the program. Take care, Mel.
Okay, thank you.
Mel Miller, head coach of the Northfield Raiders golf team. We got some more interviews coming up this morning, including Mark Ogier with the boys' baseball team. He'll wrap up the season there, and then Marty Johnson will join us here in just a couple of minutes. He's going to talk a little bit of tennis for us this morning. You're listening to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN.
Hey, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We're growing, and we need you. Whatever your skill set, clinical, clerical, surgical, or retail, we're looking for the right people, eager to learn, love to laugh, enjoy working on a team, and we'll train you. Bonus off every Friday at 2 p.m., so every week has a mini long weekend. At Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, make your job a career.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while. The coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank, with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
There are exciting new things happening at Just Food Co-op in downtown Northfield. Stop into their remodeled deli and try out their new line of sandwiches and pizzas made from scratch with nearly 20 fresh ingredients to choose from. The team at Just Food Co-op has made it a priority to ensure that good food is available to everyone. They carry everything from locally produced meats, fresh fruits and vegetables, and hormone-free dairy products to your staples like cereal, macaroni and cheese, and a wide variety of condiments. There is something for everyone at Just Food Co-op. So check them out at 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Shaletta Brundage was hesitant about the COVID-19 vaccines. But after a chat with her 15-year-old son, Andrew, she started to change her mind.
She was like, Mom, what happens if you don't get vaccinated and you die? Who's going to take care of my three special needs siblings? And I had to think about that. And then that week, like three different news stories from three different sets of parents who didn't get vaccinated. They got COVID and they left this earth, leaving whole families behind. I don't want to leave a whole family of children behind for somebody else to raise. Those are my kids. They are my responsibility. And I got to be the one to take care of me so I can take care of them.
If you've been hesitant about the COVID vaccines, it's okay. But as you learn new information, remember, it's always okay to change your mind. Learn more at itsokaytochange.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 The One, KYMN and AM 1080. And you can stream us live, or not live. You can hear back to the podcast, if you will, on KYMNradio.net. So all you got to do is go to KYMNradio.net, select programs, select the Raider Wrap, and then select today's date. And you can listen back to all the fun we're having today. And it's going to be a beautiful day today. It's about 68 degrees, mostly overcast skies, maybe a slight chance of a shower or two here and there. And then for tonight, looks like a 40% chance of showers again. A little bit of fog rolling in, a low of 54. For tomorrow, looks like a chance of showers probably in the afternoon, but otherwise it could be kind of foggy and overcast in the early morning hours of tomorrow, and a high of 68. Tomorrow night, looks like a chance of showers again with a low of 51. For Monday, back to work, it's a 20% chance of showers, partly sunny and a high of 69. We're at 60 with overcast skies here in the Northfield area. And we are talking about kind of wrapping up the season and whatnot. And I'm welcoming this morning Marty Johnson, the head coach of the tennis team. And Marty, you haven't been on the program for a while, so yep. Welcome.
Yep, thank you. Good to be here.
Good. I'm glad you could be here. We wanted to talk about the tennis team, and you and I were talking just a little bit off air there about, you know, kind of some of the advantages and disadvantages of the program and things like that, especially with indoor facilities and whatnot. But overall, I mean, you had said that, you know, you're kind of 50-50. The team was kind of, you know, you're right there. You're towards the lower end of some of the better teams, but you're at the top of some of those other teams. So you're kind of trapped right there in the middle. Is there something or anything that, you know, as a coach, you try to figure out how you can take somebody to the next level, or is it a facility issue?
It's a facility issue, really. The best teams are the Rochester schools, and they have two indoor clubs there, Rochester Athletic Club and the Rochester Tennis Center. Then with the Lakeville teams, they have Lakeville Lifetime. They have that facility, and all of the better teams, their players, just play year-round. And so it's like, you know, we needed ice for hockey. We need indoor tennis for our Carleton players, our St. Olaf players, our Northfield boys and girls teams, so that they can practice year-round. Owatonna is just below the Rochester schools as far as the top down. So we have Rochester Century, Rochester Mayo, Rochester John Marshall, and then we have Owatonna. And Owatonna has indoor facilities also. And then comes Mankato schools this year. We have beaten them the last several years, Mankato West and Mankato East, with our boys team. But this year, we were just outplayed by them. We have three seniors that really helped us a lot and gave us a lot of leadership. Anthony Amy's Rowe, we'll miss him. He was one of our three captains. The seniors were captains. Tate Sand, who's a great athlete, basketball player, as is Anthony, and also Owen Wheeler, who just plays tennis, but those three seniors provide a lot of leadership and were great for helping the other kids, ran them through their warm-ups, practices, and led by example, they had good seasons. Our players and the rest of the team, if you can believe it, are all sophomores this year. So they'll be juniors next year, and they gained a lot of valuable experience. We didn't have any freshmen. We didn't bring up any eighth graders this year. But we have some that I won't put pressure on them that are coming up from middle school, and we're looking forward to new blood. I also might put in a plug for some of the hockey players for both the boys' tennis team and the girls' tennis team, if we can get some of those athletes that play hockey to play tennis, those athletes have been some of my best accidental recruits. And I didn't recruit them, but at Orono, where I was coaching, I learned how great hockey players can be for tennis. I had two players that who came onto the tennis team at Orono and got us, helped us get to a second place finish behind Edina, and a semifinal finish, the next year after we lost a few to graduation. But I learned what hockey players have such quick hands. The tennis ball flies so much slower than a hockey puck, and there is hardly a ball that they can't run down on a tennis court. Right. I've never seen anything like it. And the sports, I believe, go hand in hand, really work well together. Their techniques are adaptable to tennis, especially on the two-handed backhand side, where they would use, you know, hockey play would play that way. Those two players, Adam Estaclay, went on and played at Dartmouth in the Ivy League, and Taylor Mattson went on and played at the University of Minnesota, and then they both played in the NHL. Taylor is still playing, and I've lost track of where Adam is right now, but shout out to those players. I just found out through our tennis banquet that we had last Thursday that one of our players, Melanchuk, his father, is an elite hockey coach, and he worked with Taylor and Adam. So it's a small world.
Right.
But, yeah, we had a picture taken, photo op, and he sent it off to Adam to say, you know, this is where we are right now. That, and that's just a small world. So shout out to you hockey players, girls and boys. You could really help out the girls' team that we have here. You really help out the boys' team.
I know Mel probably doesn't want you to get Emily Garley to take her. We'll let her keep golfing.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So the big thing is really our players are really eager to improve. They are like, sorry, pardon the cliche, they're like sponges. They are really a great group of young men. And what's interesting also to me is that tennis and golf, these lifelong sports, are ways that you can stay in shape all of your life and not even know that you're exercising, really, in basketball. We lost Soren Richardson to, unfortunately, he wanted to work on his basketball this year instead of playing tennis, but another great athlete, right and left-handed. We wish him all the best, and all of our three seniors, like I said, Owen Wheeler, Tate Sand, and Amy's Rowe. But our players are all signed up into what we call our feeder program in Northfield, and that is our community services program, which is a great place to get your youngsters starting at four, five, six, all the way up through high school, and get them introduced to tennis at the middle school courts, get them signed up through community services. All of our players are signed up, except for maybe one, for this summer's junior team tennis, where we drill 2 days a week with an outstanding coach. I won't be president in that program again this year, because I'll be up at Medina Country Club teaching throughout the summer with a good friend of mine. Anyway, if they get involved, and they will be involved, our players that are sophomores and even some of our seniors are playing in that program this summer, they'll get 2 days of drilling with Nick Hupton, who assisted at St. Olaf men's team, and they'll get instruction from Tori Borowski. And they'll get to play one day a week against other teams from other locations.
Do you have to be a part of the tennis program to participate in that? Because it's a community program, right?
It's a community program. You don't have to be. And some of those young kids coming up that we've gotten, you know, through our community services program, that's where they get a lot of tennis in. But they need more. So I'm pushing for, with another group of people, pursuing some form of indoor tennis and indoor pickleball so that we could service our community, which has a great pickleball following, a great tennis program with men in the summer and women in the summer playing at the Carlton courts. That's organized. We've got some of the better players that have come out of Minnesota from Northfield, Steve Paulson, Andy Ringling, and Mark Walensky, my assistant coach. What they did is they and I did the same thing is like he was mentioning, Mel was mentioning with the golf team. They're playing junior PGA. What we did in tennis and Mark did, Steve Paulson, Andy Ringling, we were playing tournaments every weekend. And you'd go and play at Wayzata Country Club or Woodhill Country Club or Lafayette Country Club. You'd play the sectionals. You'd play all these other tournaments. You'd get beat up at first. But that's what it takes. We saw some big balls, that good ball that you don't get to see very often at the level that we play just because of our inexperience. And that's what you see all the time throughout the summer. And that is what the best players do. So the best players from Century, Mayo, Owatonna, John Marshall, I mean, it's a given that they'll be playing tournaments this summer. And that's and then they'll be playing again in the fall and the winter and receiving great instruction.
Right. So they get to go indoors. So just out of curiosity, we talk about the dome. Is that an option at all, or is it because of scheduling, or is it cost or anything like that, that they could, couldn't they set something up in the dome maybe? Or
well, so that's a different indoor, what do I want to say?
The surface?
The surface is completely different. I mean, it'd be like I don't want to rule that out because there are talks going that way too. And if we could help them out and something could be figured out that way, that's an option. Another option is to cover the middle school courts and possibly do, but we're working with the USTA in Minneapolis. We'll probably have a meeting next week. The wheels are in motion to see what grants are available. They're doing indoor facilities utilizing grants. We have some money that has been promised that if we can get this ball going, that they will come forward with a very, very substantial donation. And then we hope to see if we can help out St. Olaf and Carlton's programs, again, for the same reasons that they have indoor ice now, because we don't want to be having a really bad accident as our two teams, college teams, travel to Owatonna to play indoors and they have a bad accident on the ice. Now, I'm not trying to be a fearmonger,
right,
but just basic common sense is that we've got these needs, and now we're working on ways to solve those problems and benefit all of our members, elderly in this retirement kind of community, all of our people throughout their lives, no matter where they live. This could be a hub for more education about fitness, a lifelong sport, keeping ourselves healthy, and reversing negative health consequences that we all have in the United States.
Right.
So we've got to get obesity down. We've got to find things that we can do for a lifetime. And pickup basketball is great. Tennis is great. But we need places to play in the fall and winter. I used to think, right, it was strange that when I taught indoor tennis, I was tennis director for 38 years in various private clubs, starting Sioux City, Sioux Falls, Wayzata Country Club, and so on. I always thought it was strange that most of the tennis players play indoors fall and winter, and then in summer they'll be doing golf or other things. You know, where I came from, and Steve Paulson and Andy Ringley and Mark Walensky came from, is that we played mostly in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody had facilities, so you picked up the racket, you know, when there was still snow in the courts, and you were a public parks racket.
Right.
And so, but things have changed,
right,
and now it's the best players are getting the best instruction, playing year-round, and developing their skills for a lifetime, and they expect to do it all their life. And now pickleball is a great, pickleball skills, right, go great with tennis, and vice versa. Tennis goes great with pickleball.
So is there any light at the end of the tunnel? I mean,
yes,
you talk about some grants, you talk about stuff. Is there any timelines? Is there any possibility that some of the things you just talked about,
yeah,
to cover the court or anything like that, is it is it going forward? Is it over the top of the hill, maybe coming down?
No, we're still going, going up. Thank you. But there are wheels in motion, and it's to the point now where we've talked about it, we've met with other groups, and now we need to move forward to now what's available. And so I've contacted the USTA, a good friend of mine who's there, and the president of the USTA Northern, and we're going to be meeting and seeing what's available. So when that discussion happens, then we'll be able to come back to our steering committee that of the people that are involved and really want to see something done. And that involves pickleball people, tennis people, both when we have to contact the colleges then with a presentation and something to offer them to buy into for the benefit of everybody, the community, the colleges, health in general.
So now that I'll interrupt you here, but now that the season's over for these guys, are you allowed to do contact with them throughout the summer, or are you done because you're going out to Medina? So then, are they done, or can they continue to play? Like you say, they're in the community league.
Yes.
So does anyone observe them and maybe give them some ideas or suggestions? Because they're sophomores, they're young.
Yeah.
They're. I mean. They could still develop. Their physical strength isn't there yet, right? Their top speed isn't there yet. You talk about hand and eye coordination. That's not at its peak, right? They're just 16, 15 years old.
The future's really bright.
Right.
And yes, you're correct, Jimmy. Our involvement or time with them is limited, just the same as golf with the spring sports, same parameters. But they are in very good hands, as they have been for the last couple of years. I did it. Since I moved here 6 years ago, I did it all but last summer and, of course, this summer. And I didn't coach them directly. I was able to use Nick and other people to work with them. But anyway, they are in great hands with Nick Hupton, who is a teacher and a coach and USPTA certified, United States Professional Tennis Association certified. Tori is also USPTA certified as I am, and PTR certified as I am, high performance coach, all those things. But we just need to continue what we're doing, do it more, do it better, and then somehow get the kids to go down to Owatonna. Our best players have been doing that, but it's like trying to catch up. And then when you do get the feel of the tennis ball, which if you've been playing basketball, the tennis ball feels like a little pea, like a little green pea, or like a BB. But the skills are so much the same. In hockey, the acceleration, deceleration. In basketball, the acceleration, deceleration. You run, stop, shoot. You run, stop, stroke in tennis. So many things are together. The loading and exploding, the acceleration. There's so many skills. The hand-eye coordination. And then your sight pitchers, like in golf, if we could get some more golfers, but of course they play at the same time. But your sight pitcher of looking at something and then looking at what you're hitting and remembering what you're aiming at.
Right.
All of that is a beautiful thing, and it's good for your brain, just like learning a second language. They're just wonderful skills. They keep you young. They keep you interesting. They give you a life.
Oh, that's my problem. I don't have a life, so
you need to play more golf.
I need to play more tennis. I used to play tennis.
But
I just gave it up.
I like the quote from Picard, Star Trek Picard on Netflix, and he said, "I now have a mission." You know, he's been retired for 10 years, and I'm not just going to sit around and wait to die. And I picked that out. I'm embracing that. So I joined a league this spring now. And I'm going to start playing tournaments again. I've got two brand new knees, 2 years old now. But anyway, that's the mission.
That helps.
Stay young, keep busy, keep going to the doorbell as if, the door's for you all the time, like my dogs do. Keep buying green bananas, But, at this point, for me, planting an oak tree, that's out of the question. I don't do that anymore unless it's a really big oak tree.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you need a tree spade. Who's got one of those laying around? Yeah. Right. Thanks for joining me this morning. Good to have you on the program.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for the insight, what's happening, what's coming, what we're hopeful for, and good luck to you and the team next year again as well. It's summertime. Get out and play some tennis.
Exactly. And if I have an update on any of these facilities and so on, I will get back to you.
That would be awesome.
All right, thanks, Jimmy.
We'd love to hear some good news. That'd
Great.
Be awesome.
Maybe you can make these clouds go away.
We'll do the best we can.
Okay.
That is Marty Johnson, head coach of the boys' tennis team. And we've got more coming up with Mark Ogier. He'll be coming, joining us here in just a little bit. We'll get him on the phone here and talk a little bit of baseball. You're listening to the Raider Rap right here on 95.1 The One.
Hey, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We're growing, and we need you. Whatever your skill set, clinical, clerical, surgical, or retail, we're looking for the right people, eager to learn, love to laugh, enjoy working on a team, and we'll train you. Bonus, off every Friday at 2 p.m., so every week has a mini long weekend. At Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, make your job a career.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Northfield Lines offers premium charter bus, motor coach hire, corporate shuttles, and daily route services in Minnesota and beyond. For reliable, quality, and worry-free travel, look no further. Our services include airport transfers, bus charter for athletic teams, transportation for convention and meetings, and executive shuttles for corporate events. We also provide worry-free charter bus transportation for church and civic groups, high-quality employee shuttles, charter buses for private outings, luxurious transportation for weddings and receptions, and professional charter bus solutions for military and government officials. Northfield Lines, we're the drive behind worry-free travel.
Heritage Bank is the locally owned bank that cares about this
Hello,
community.
Mark.
And a bank that you can count on.
Yeah, Jimmy, how you doing?
Is proud of this year's class of
Good. All right,
seniors.
Ran a little long there with Marty, but we'll get you on here in just a
and
couple
have
minutes.
A bright future ahead
Hold
of
on.
You. Congratulations again to this year's graduates from Heritage Bank in Northfield.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. I want to tell you about two great opportunities to build a new home on very affordable lots in Cannon River Estates and Hills of Spring Creek. We have beautiful lots that we can custom build a home exactly to what you want at your budget. One level living or two stories, open floor plan concepts, plans with high ceilings, beautiful windows, wide doors, and curbless entry showers with all custom built kitchen cabinets. Give us a call today at 507-366-1288 or check us out at our website, jrbr.builders.
Hey, I'm Chad Greenway. When I was playing, I loved chasing down running backs. But you shouldn't have to chase your bank around when you're buying a home. Franzen Bank & Trust Mortgage Consultants will be with you stride for stride, like a linebacker on a running back, from pre-approval to closing and beyond. Let Franzen Bank guide you through the mortgage process. Learn more at franzenbank.com/get there.
In Dundas, Northfield, contact Jan Stanton. Franzen Bank & Trust. Real people, real results. NMLS number 769611. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN. Jimmy LaRue along with AJ Reister bringing you all the week-long activity and season activity with regards to the Raiders. And today we get a 40% chance of some showers, mostly cloudy, a high of 65 tonight. Again, 40% chance of showers cooling off to 54 tomorrow. Looks like a high of about 68, some showers possibly in the afternoon. And then for tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a low of 51. And for Monday, 20% chance of showers, partly sunny and a high near 69. We got overcast skies today and 60 in the Cannon Valley area. And we want to welcome in our head baseball coach this morning, Mark Ogier. Mark, good morning, sir. How you doing today?
Good morning, Jimmy. Great. Doing great.
So, the season is kind of at the end of it. It's kind of, you know, what does the head coach of a baseball team do now that the season has kind of come to an end? Do you go fishing
well,
or what
right.
do you do?
For us, it's very much still alive. We're in the middle of section playoffs right now.
Yep.
So we're preparing for what will be one game here shortly. We have a section game today against Red Wing down in Austin, and if we win that, we'll most likely play again. So we got caught up in the loser's bracket, so we got to win a few extra games, and we started out the section with a loss against Stuartville by one run, and then we beat Austin, and then we beat Stuartville again the other day. So now we face Red Wing today, and if we win that, we got one more today. So
how's Red Wing?
We're kind of busy. We're not ready to wrap up the season quite yet.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good
yeah,
to hear.
Exactly.
I guess I didn't get that last score, but so how is Red Wing then in comparison? Are they undefeated in this tournament, or how are they?
Red Wing, I think, was the 3 seed, and they're good. They've got one loss just like us, and so the winner of this game advances, and the loser goes home and is done with sections, done with
okay.
their season. So, yeah, they're a good team. They played us pretty tough the first time we played them. In fact, they
I don't know, 10-2 game maybe back in mid-May or early May. So they're good. They get a good young team.
If let's say you advance over Red Wing, then are you playing the undefeated? Are you going to beat them twice, or
so,
how's that work?
So then we have to play the loser of the top seeds, Winona and Byron.
Okay.
So and that would be an elimination game as well. So if we win that one, then we'd have to play the winner of Byron and Winona and beat them twice.
And beat them twice. Wow, so, a lot of baseball.
Yeah, so we still got some work ahead of us.
Yeah.
If we get out of the section, we'll have to win about 4 more games. So
wow,
we got our work cut out for us.
How's the attitude? I know this season you guys were right around, just above. You're above the 500 mark there a little bit,
yeah.
And you're coming along, and your pitching was coming along, and some of the bats were starting to catch a little bit of fire. So, what's the attitude of the guys today? I mean, have you had a chance to talk to them at all today? Did you practice or anything? Or?
Well, we have our games today got delayed because Austin got some rain this morning, so. We're going to take batting practice about 1:30 and head out of town about 2. So we had a practice last night, and guys were excited and looking forward to the game. And it's kind of an exciting time. It's playoff baseball, and guys know that it's getting down to crunch time, you know.
So do you guys all take a bus nowadays, or has that changed? Do people drive down by themselves? Or?
No, we take a bus. We ride together.
Okay, so then do they – and I know that, COVID's been around for a couple of years now and different things like that. Are there limitations or restrictions on the bus as far as that?
There are not any COVID restrictions that I'm aware of right now. So, yeah, last couple of years we've obviously had to deal with them, but not right now.
So you're allowed to bring a snack, at least on the bus?
Yeah.
Yep. that's always good. It's
exactly.
It's a good trip
exactly.
All the way down there. So, So good. So who are you gonna start at the mound today?
So Joey Malika will start today. He actually closed the last game against Stewartville and was really sharp in the one inning of relief. And Nolan Thompson pitched the 6 really strong innings and gave way to Joey in the 7th. And now today it'll be Joey starting out.
And then we'll know
when go.
Will Nolan
go away.
Come in pitch the relief?
Probably not, because he threw quite a few pitches in the last game, so we won't throw him today. But we got some other guys that could throw, maybe Tyler Hughes or a Nolan Stepka. A couple guys that should be ready to throw could come and throw in relief of that game, and then we'd have to worry about game 2. So, but we think we got enough guys that can throw. It's just a matter of where they fit in and where the situation of the game is at and so on.
What time is the first game then?
Well, the first game was supposed to start at 11, which was Winona and Byron, and it got delayed. I think they finally decided to start it around 2.
Okay.
So that means our game will start, after that, the conclusion of that one, and they'll have to get the field ready. So I would guess our game is going to start their first game around 4 or 4:30, somewhere in there.
And then if you win, do you play again tonight? Or?
Well, yeah, they said it would kind of depend on the weather. I don't know if Austin's supposed to get some rain later, so if it looks like it's clear weather, I think they'll try to play that second game or that second game if we win. But otherwise, I don't know if they'd move it to Monday or whatever, so we'll see.
You won't play tomorrow, obviously.
No. No, I doubt we play Sunday. Plus, that would screw up a few of our guys' plans with commencement and so on. So
right. That'd make it kind of difficult.
Kind of a busy time of year.
Right? It is just kind of all kinds of things going on. We just talked to Marty and Mel Miller. And Mel Miller, of course, they've got one gal going to state there. So
sure.
Some exciting times there. And, the baseball team, if they continue to win and they can stay hot. And, that's just like anything, right? If everything kind of comes together and everyone starts to sink together a little bit and people start hitting and feeling good about themselves, anything can happen.
For sure. Absolutely.
So it sounds like it'll be a fun day today for the guys. So, like you said, you do batting practice about, 1:30, and then you'll head out from there. So,
and then we'll head out.
Do you have, do you do anything special at batting practice today? Is it just to kind of loosen them up, or do you have like a pitching machine or something like that and you accelerate the ball to a higher speed or whatever it is on who you might be pitching against?
Usually it's just coaches throwing and you want them to just kind of be together at that time and be loose and kind of focused. And so, yeah, we don't do anything special with BP, anything other than what we normally do. So it's just to get them focused, get them all together, and, talk a little bit about the game, make sure they're ready and relaxed and ready to go. So,
do you talk about who your opponent is as far as, like, the pitcher or something like that? Do you guys talk to
them? Yeah, I mean, some of that stuff we know, some of it we don't. It's not like MLB where you know a lot about the other team. I could guess who they're probably going to throw, and we could probably find that out. It's going to be probably a lefty that threw against us before. But they got a couple good pitchers, and we'll be ready.
Good. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and
thanks, Jimmy.
Keep going. Let's see if we can get you back on next week if we have to. Let's just keep talking baseball. I stay employed as long as you guys keep winning. I hope you know that.
You what?
I stay employed if you guys keep winning.
Sounds good.
So keep winning.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, Mark Ogier, head coach of the baseball team, and heading to sections today. So they got a shot. They got a lot of uphill climb to do, go. But good luck to the Raiders baseball team today. And along the track team is out and about. Sections is going on, and we're gonna try, if we got time, to maybe get AJ Reister on the phone if possible. Give us kind of an update of what's going on with the track and field there today as well. But still to come, the Raiders scoreboard coming up right here on the Raider Wrap on KYMN.
Hi, I'm Angela Heumann, and I recently started my new role as a commercial banker at Merchants Bank in Northfield. I've been working with businesses in the area since 2005, when I started with First National Bank as a loan administrator and then credit analyst. I'm excited to continue supporting local businesses now as a commercial banker and earn the trust of new business clients as we work together toward their goals. Stop in and see me or give me a call. On behalf of your friends at Merchants Bank, have a fun and safe summer.
Hi, I'm Marty Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Just Food Co-op is your locally owned natural food grocer. Sure, we've got locally produced meats, a great selection of fresh produce, and hormone-free dairy products. But did you know we also carry mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, tater tots, and cheese puffs? Minus the MSG and other artificial additives you really don't want your family eating. There's something for everyone's taste buds at the Co-op. Member or not, you're always welcome at Just Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Shaletta Brundage was hesitant about the COVID-19 vaccines, but after a chat with her 15-year-old son, Andrew, she started to change her mind.
She was like, Mom, what happens if you don't get vaccinated and you die? Who's going to take care of my 3 special needs siblings? And I had to think about that. And then that week, like 3 different news stories from 3 different sets of parents who didn't get vaccinated. They got COVID, and they left this earth, leaving whole families behind. I don't want to leave a whole family of children behind for somebody else to raise. Those are my kids. They are my responsibility. And I got to be the one to take care of me so I can take care of them.
If you've been hesitant about the COVID vaccines, it's okay. But as you learn new information, remember, it's always okay to change your mind. Learn more at itsokaytochange.com.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Heritage Bank is the locally owned bank that cares about this community and a bank that you can count on. Heritage Bank is proud of this year's class of graduating seniors. The seniors have overcome many obstacles and have a bright future ahead of them. Congratulations again to this year's graduates from Heritage Bank in Northfield.
Good morning and welcome back to a Raider Wrap on National Cheese Day. That's right. Today is National Cheese Day along with National Hug Your Cat Day, if you can hold on to them long enough. And the Audacity to Hope Day. Believe it or not, today is the Audacity to Hope for a brighter future. Keeps us going and celebrate that indomitable spirit. Isn't that fantastic? So I hope that you have an Audacity to Hope Day today. We're coming up on 6 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. We'll kick it over to A.J. Reister here with this morning's Raiders scoreboard. Take it away, A.J.
Good morning and welcome back to the Raiders scoreboard on the Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1 The One. I am your host, A.J. Reister, Raider class of 2022. And boy, was it a busy week for Raider Nation. Let's start off with some softball, who beat Lakeville North on Tuesday in a Section 1-4A elimination bracket semifinal, where it was Riley Blandon who went all nine innings, went extra innings. She went all nine, allowing five hits, three runs, one home run, a walk, and 21 strikeouts. But it was Lucy Menson who was the hero in the bottom of the ninth, who hit a walk-off home run to advance the Raiders to the next round of the elimination bracket, where they took on number one ranked Farmington in the elimination bracket final and fell to them 5-4. Courtney Graff led things off, going 2 2/3 of an inning, 6 hits, 5 runs, 1 walk, and a strikeout. And then Riley Blandon came in pitching 3 1/3, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. But unfortunately for the Raiders, the Farmington Tigers came out of that one with a win, and they moved on to the section final against Lakeville South, who ended up winning the section, and Lakeville South is advancing to the state tournament. On the baseball side of things, they beat Austin on Tuesday 5-2 in the 1-3A elimination bracket first round, and then beat Stuartville on Thursday 3-2, who they had lost to last week, to get moved down to the elimination bracket. But in round two, the Raiders beat Stuartville 3-2, and they play Red Wing on Saturday today. You can catch that live on KYMNradio.net at 1:30. The boys lacrosse team beat Owatonna in a nail-biter 11-10 in the first round of the section tournament. It looked like it was going to be Owatonna all night, but the Raiders were able to come back. Leading goal scorer for the Raiders that night was Matthew Bell, who had 4. Blake Foster had 3, and Emerson Herbig and Matthew DeBuse each had 2. They play tonight at 12 p.m. against Lakeville North in the Section 1 semifinal. The girls lacrosse team beat Rochester JM in the first round of the section tournament on Tuesday 15-4, a dominating victory for the Raiders in that one. But then when they moved on to take on number 2 Farmington, they got the other end of things, losing to Farmington 24-3, and their season was ended. The boys' golf team took 4th in their Section 1 AAA tournament, shooting a combined 613, while Nate Stevens led the way, and he has qualified for the state tournament. And then for the girls' golf team, they took 2nd in their section tournament. Emerson Garley shot a 78 to qualify for the state tournament. Then the boys' and girls' track and field team had day 1 of their section meet on Thursday. Toby Graw took 7th in shot put. Landon Nissen took 9th in pole vault. Austin Jacks took 2nd in triple jump, qualifying him for state. And Shelby Sveen won discus by a long shot, and she has also qualified for the state meet next week. That's all I have for the Raider scoreboard. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1 The One.
Well, welcome back to the Raider Wrap. I thought we were going to try to get a hold of AJ. I think we got him on the phone. AJ, good morning. Are you there?
I am here, Jimmy.
Oh, wow. Great news for the boys section track team this morning. What's going on out there?
Well, it has been a crazy morning for Northfield. It started off with the 4x800 relay team of myself, Nathan Amundsen, Brecken Riley, and Will Bowmaster. We were ranked 6th coming into the meet, and we finished in 2nd place, dropping 21 seconds from just last week. So we're going on to state next week.
Nice.
And then Colin Graff had a huge PR in the long jump, so he's also qualifying for the state meet. And right now, as we're speaking, I'm watching the high jump, and we have 2 guys trying to qualify for the state meet, and Devin Jackson and Mari Kamarian. They're both trying to jump 6'4", and Mari's actually a rookie this year, so it would be huge if he was able to qualify. And then Shelby Spean also just qualified in the shot put event. So it's been a wild morning so far.
Nice. Excitement. So are the girls' track team there too, right?
Yeah, the girls' track and field team is here. Shelby just, like I said, she just qualified for state in the shot put event. Our 4x2 just ran a little bit ago. They had a kind of a tough start and ended up in finishing in eighth place. And then and also for the girls, Claire Kasten finished within the top 9, I think, in the mile. So she had a great day as well. So it's been a really exciting day so far in the last day of the section meet.
And your senior year, you get to go to state, run by the 4x800.
That was the goal coming in. Me and the rest of the seniors and the rest of the guys on the 4x8 said, all right, we know this is our year to go out and get it. So now we got it. We got our medals, and we're going to state next week.
Where's that going to be at?
That's St. Michael Albertville.
Okay. So that'll be the state tournament. Any idea what time that might start?
I have no idea.
And you don't even...
cloud nine here at the section.
And you don't even care. That's awesome. Well, congrats there, AJ. Way to go out with style.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's bring back a state title, too. Why not? Let's bring back some more hardware. Let's not stop there.
Oh, yeah. We still got the 4x4 to go.
Nice. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All righty. That is AJ Reister live from the track meet today as they qualify for the state tournament. So a lot of good things happening here this morning with the baseball team going out tonight to try to get themselves a win and keep advancing into sections. Emerson Garley for qualifying for state in the girls' golf. And now the track team moving ahead in state tournament next week. So it's been a fun time this morning on the Raider Wrap. We want to thank all of our coaches who joined us today. Mel Miller, of course, along with Marty Johnson, head coach for the tennis team, Mark Ogier from the boys basketball team, and again, for AJ for joining us this morning. We don't have a Meet the Raider this morning. There's so many things going on. It's just hard to kind of schedule those things. So I want to thank you for joining us for the Raider Wrap this morning. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock for the Raider Wrap. You can also catch us on kymnradio.net. So if you missed anything today and you'd like to maybe hear back on it, go to kymnradio.net, select programs, and then look up the Raider Wrap and click on today's date. We'll have that online here shortly, coming up right here on KYMN. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. It's just a couple minutes after 11 o'clock. Have a great day and have the audacity to hope.
Everyone is welcome to enjoy the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club restaurant, where the pavilion and patio are open 7 days a week. Join us for food, fun, and camaraderie. Dining here is definitely worth a short drive. Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club has become much more than hunting and clay targets. From pointers and horses to weddings, banquets, dinner and drinks, the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club is truly one of the premier sporting facilities in the world. For information on everything from shooting sporties to patio dining and takeout menu from the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club restaurant, check out horseandhunt.com. The Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club is the premier shooting sports venue in Minnesota.
Heritage Bank is proud to be a locally owned bank that cares about Northfield. They know that their success depends on the success of their customers and their community.